Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Robot Attack. It has been a while. I apologize.
It's only been a little bit.
Yeah, look. Again, we just needed a break. I can't deal with Best Car Snake, once a month.
Nobody can.
For your ages. But welcome back to Robot Tech. I'm Scott Arso15. I'm here today with the lovely and talented Best Car Snake. How is your day today?
Oh, not too bad. You know, just getting by. Just taking every day as they come, as always, and just doing what we can. Gaming and living.
living dream.
Trying to stay cool. We've had a bit of a heat spell last week and whatnot. It's cooled down into the mid-80s this week, finally.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's great.
That's better.
For reference to, I don't know, let's just say me and Best Car Snake live in the vicinity of the same area. So we've been dealing with pretty much the same weather for probably the whole week. So it's been,
yeah.
I think the whole country, honestly, has been like that.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, yeah. Anyways, if you're new to this and forgot what this podcast is about, because I sure have, and we're not pulling this together last minute, is once a month we talk about video games, video game topics. There's a lot to cover because I feel like we missed a whole lot since our last podcast. So, Beskar, what games have you been playing? I just was telling Beskar I haven't talked to him in like, or even know he existed until like forever. So like, I'm just making sure this podcast is just checking on him to make sure he's not dead.
I'm in fact still alive. Actually, this is pre-recorded, so
yeah.
Who knew?
This podcast is called Robot Attack, so could be a robot.
That'd be ironic. No, it's been playing a lot, of course. I did recently because with my we have this reward system at work and we can get points and everything, and I was able to get some gift cards, so I finally bought PSVR 2.
Mm-hmm.
Because partially next month they're releasing an adapter so you can use it to actually play PC games as well. So that was kind of the tipping point there. So been checking out a lot with that. I'm trying to be cautious in the amount of time that I spend with it to just try to make sure I don't get motion sick or headache or anything like that and get turned off from that, the VR gaming. But what I've played is pretty fun and responsive, and it's pretty crazy to drive a Lamborghini, you know, in VR and be able to look around inside the cab and everything like that. I actually just this week started again and beat Metal Gear Solid 2 because it's awesome. Been, of course, excited for something else that we'll probably talk about in a little bit.
Okay.
But,
just had to bring up Metal Gear Solid, didn't you?
I didn't bring it up. You said it first.
Yes, you started it.
Don't worry.
I'll say something to make up for it, I promise.
But other than that, one last game that I want to say that I played way too much of, actually not enough of yet. It was actually something that we have talked about on this very podcast, and that is Skatefish.
Yes.
From the one and only Zach Fierce.
Yes.
And that game is stupidly fun. Once you figure out what the, like, kind of what the tutorials are giving you and everything, it makes sense.
Yeah.
And the tutorials are really good. They really show you what you need to do. I know Zach made it look very easy when he was
displaying it,
and it's one of those games where it's easy to pick up, but it definitely takes some to master. Like you're probably not just going to jump in and just bah, 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 but you're still going to be able to have fun with it, and you're going to be able to grow with it. So yeah, I've been playing a decent amount of that, just having some fun. So yeah, it's completely free. There are purchasable things in there, but it's I have it on Android. I believe it's on iOS, Android, kind of all the mobile, the two big mobile platforms. But yeah, no, it's been really fun. So yeah, that one, along with all the other litany of games that I've been playing, that one has taken up some phone time for certain.
Nice, nice.
So what have you been playing, Scouter?
Surprisingly, so yes, I forgot about Skatefish, because thanks for ruining my, well, I actually forgot about it, so thank you for bringing it up, because if you haven't yet, please at least check out Skatefish, because Zach Fierce spent his quality hour with us that he didn't have to be on this podcast. It's like Beskar was saying, it's free to download, so check it out. It is a great concept, and if you haven't heard the podcast with Zach Fierce, I recommend you listening to it. I've highlighted it. I think it's in like the trailer announcement for Robot Attack on Spotify. So yeah, check that out. Yeah, at least download it, check it, play it. It's definitely a whole new setup of how to play a game. It's different. I like it. Anyways, I wanted to, man, I feel like I did so much. I did 2 12-hour Dark Souls 3 game. I had a little competition that like whoever was closest got a donation to whoever, whatever charity they wanted to, since obviously I have actual life friends, I have WDC friends, I have all sorts of fundraising friends now. So that I thought to put that out there. We had a little competition. I believe it was like 383 times or something. Is pretty up there with how many deaths with basically 24 hours. Is quite fun. I never thought I'd make that game, like. I enjoyed it, and I had the coffin dance song every time I died. So my viewers and me heard it 380 times. is kind of, a great time, and I think everyone enjoyed that stream. And I try it so. Another thing I want, and I'm trying to avoid talking about Trackmania and Sea of Thieves right now, but I'm gonna actually talk about Trackmania a little bit. But try to do a 24-hour Stanley Parable stream. It is very difficult. So I be proud of me. I just completed my first ever 100 completion video game of the Stanley Parable. So the
Nice.
last achievement was play a duration of a Tuesday. So basically, as me and Beskar Snake know, we stream multiple times for 24 hours for charity. And a lot of advice that we get is, I think we cover this, is start at 10 a.m. and to, like, basically you have that rest before the stream and stuff like that. So obviously, play a duration of a Tuesday. I have to start at midnight on that Tuesday in order to play it. I streamed. I didn't make it. I'll be honest with you. I didn't make it. I didn't succeed. I kind of got a little sick, I guess. I wasn't. I got a little sick. Tried to feel better, and I just couldn't. And that game is very difficult to. I believe it's only 18 endings. Don't quote me. 18
Quoting you.
endings of the Stanley Parable. Playing 18 endings for 24 hours is not ideal. Versus, if you play Fortnite, there's a bunch you could play a whole bunch of maps. You could you could do different things. You could play creative mode. You could do this. You know, it's more, if it's like a regular video game, where Stanley Parable is very linear game. Yeah, I just felt it was very difficult. So I just let the game run, and it still counted as play a duration of a
Heck
Tuesday.
yeah.
I cheated it. I cheesed it, but I give props to anyone who has done that in real time. You can't cheat it. You're thinking, oh, you could just change your clock on your PC. No, it actually uses your internal PC clock. So you could change your time as much as you want. It doesn't count. You basically have to go in your BIOS to change that. And I had no idea how to do that. So, anyways, I failed. I only streamed for 8 hours of it. So I was pretty at the end of the day. I was pretty happy. Again, it was very difficult, but it was fun. It was great. Yeah, and yeah, definitely would not recommend starting, you know, at midnight. I will cover Trackmania real quick. So, I'm sorry. Look, it's a lot. I promise this is it. I won't talk about any other. Look, Beskar had Metal Gear Solid. Give me Trackmania. So there is this that just ended, actually, I'd say a week or two ago. Basically, it's called Deep Dip 2. It's that's what you need to buy purchase. You need to purchase the Trackmania in order to play. You gotta go to the clubs. Look, gotta go to the clubs. Go to the clubs, search Deep Dip 2. There's Deep Dip 1, which basically is a big tower, and basically an obstacle course and jumping puzzles. Well, let's say puzzles. It's basically an obstacle course that's a literally tower of Trackmania.
It's a lot.
I think the first one took like 2 weeks to complete. This one that was, and this was done by professionals. I do not have the ability to do so. The one that was just brought up, and there's no checkpoints. So basically, once you get to the top, there's I think 13 floors. Once you get to a certain height, you could, I think it's actually 16. 16 floors. If you get to like, let's say floor 4, and you fall down, you could fall all the way to the floor without any checkpoints. And pretty much this kind of gets repeated throughout. This took a month for professionals to complete, for regular professional Trackmania players. There is now a Trackmania friendly version for straight people like me, which I've been trying to chug through. It's a mini version. I think it's only 5 floors, 6 floors, something like that. I'm on floor 2, which I'm pretty happy. Again, I didn't think I'd even get to floor 1. But so I've been trying to chug away with that every once in a while. It is still very difficult, I say, but I'm getting there. I'm just playing it in my own time because it is very exhausting and annoying. Anyways, that is it. I'm sorry. That is it. I just love Trackmania. I'm loving playing Trackmania. Play Trackmania. It's free to play. Why not? Anyways, today we try to get some friends and some people to get features of guests. Right now it hasn't panned out, so we're trying to record this podcast now. That's why. So there's a lot of things that happen that we're gonna cover today. There's a state of play, which I'm sure Beskar Snake will probably reference more than I will, because a lot, you know, you have PS4, right? PS5,
All of
All the
Picture.
things. Okay, well then, so you know, he'll probably attest to some of those. Obviously, Nintendo Direct has been announced. And then lastly, I will probably for sure cover Wholesome Games. That was a week ago, a couple weeks ago. But I actually, that's another thing I did. I streamed my first ever gaming stream of announcing games, and I did Wholesome Direct. And that was different, and interesting. You got to basically. It was a challenge because obviously you don't know what's coming up. You don't know. You got to pretty much react in the minute or two that they announce these games. So it was a fun time. I definitely will be up for it, as you know, to do it again in the future. So if you want to, we'll cover State of Play because it's right here. Was there? I watched a little bit of it. I think it was usually at the end of. End of the thing, end of work day, so I didn't catch a whole lot of it. Did you see anything that like popped to your eye that was like, oh, I need to buy this?
It's kind of unfortunate for PlayStation because these state of plays they don't usually put a whole ton of like giant stuff in them, which is kind of weird why they brought one out around this time that used to be kind of E3 and all that, because I feel like a lot of times they don't really put too many big heavy hitters in these state of plays. They're just kind of like little nuggets of things. I mean, Xbox and Nintendo had much better, bigger presentations. But that being said, with state of play, Path of Exile 2 looked pretty good, and that's the original one I've wanted to put more time into. I just quite haven't yet. Silent Hill 2, I know a lot of people are excited about it. I mean, I was never really into the Silent Hill games. I might give this one a go and see if it's even, if it's really that exciting and it's really that worth it. I know, like I said, I know there's a lot of people that have been excited for it, so I can't really blame them at all. I didn't see a whole lot on where winds meet. That's tough to say. But it looked kind of interesting. I'd be interested to see more about it. And the one that, of course, just absolutely won the show, stole everything. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. There was Skydance's Behemoth, which, having just recently purchased the VR, I'm excited for that one because that looks pretty good. It
Oh,
looks.
I was going to ask you. Sorry to interrupt. Like, I've been
Yeah.
interrupting today. So I should have went back. How's that with? I always was curious about because do you wear your glasses with that, and how does that work?
Yes. The
Okay.
headset that they have. So basically, the kind of front actual, brains of it,
Yeah.
it's adjustable. So
Yeah.
you slide all the way out, you can put the head strap on, and then you can slide that in, and I wear my glasses with it. I haven't tried putting contacts in with it, but I have zero issues with my glasses. Because then, yeah, you just ratchet the strap down, but it has enough real estate with inside it that I'm not like just scratching up my lenses or scratching up the lenses of the console itself or anything. So no, it's the biggest issue that I'll say with it is, of course, you have to buy a PS5 and the headset, and that's not cheap. But on the flip side, even if you can get a cheaper VR headset for PC, you still have to have a PC that can run VR. So if you don't get one of the standalone headsets, which I know they make plenty of those. My nephew has one of those, and it works really well. But from the cost perspective, it's really not that bad in the grand scheme of things. Because like I said, especially with this now, there's an adapter that's going to be available. They already have a release date and everything for it. it's an adapter that you'll be able to play PC games with it. So I'll be able to play on both my console and my PC, as long as, knock on wood, everything they said is true, that it actually does work with your Steam library and all of those other things. So we'll see how that goes. Obviously, I will give an update in a future podcast once that is released, once I've had some time to sit down with it. But yeah, to answer your question, it works completely fine with these glasses. So yeah, if anybody else out there is on the fence of, oh, well, I don't have contacts, or I always wear glasses, or I only wear glasses, or anything, I also haven't tried, because I mean, I'm nearsighted, so I could probably just take my glasses off and it would be just fine as well. I haven't tried that yet, because I'm it fits in my glasses, so
Why
why
would
bother
you?
with it? But then again, when I use my nephew's, I have to take my glasses off and I can see just fine. So yeah, now I'm kind of curious. Maybe after this podcast, maybe if I remember, I'll come to this back to this video and I'll comment, oh yeah, I took my glasses off and it was perfectly fine, as long as you're not like farsighted or something.
Yeah, that
But
would make
yeah,
sense.
so
Anyway, sorry to
yeah.
interrupt. Go on.
No, you're
Behemoth.
good. But yeah, Behemoth, it basically it looks like, kind of from the ground up, VR Skyrim. Not like modded or anything like that. It looks pretty good. But then, of course, the game that absolutely stole the show, that looks incredible, that everybody has to buy, it'll absolutely be a console seller, is Astrobot. The game looks amazing. I
Yeah.
mean,
Wasn't that the
he's already.
original, like, didn't they have a similar game in, like, original PS era?
So not really on PS4 with the they had Astro's Playroom, and you could like interact with it, and that was cool and that was fun, and it really showcased. And then Astro, it was the first game that I platinumed on my PlayStation 5. Why can't I think of I think it was Astro's Playground.
I think wasn't it kind of like more of a like, this is how you play, this is how to walk around on your joystick. It was kind of like a tutorial of
Yes. So
like
the reason that I was having a
PlayStation's.
hard time is because
I don't
for
remember.
PS4, there was oh shoot. Hang on. Yeah, forget it. But yeah, anyway, they had one on PS4. Then this one, the one on PS5, they had, it was very much tutorial, but this one was a full fleshed out game. Like you said, it really showed you, oh, these are the adaptive triggers. Okay, you're in this ship, so you can do this. So you can sprint, you can coil up a spring so you can bounce higher. The haptics, the rumbles, the all of that kind of stuff. They really, yeah, like you said, it was a showcase, but it was a fun showcase, and a full-fledged game. So now Astro Bot is going to have just a, it's not even just going to be a tutorial. There's going to be bosses, there's going to be cameos. They showed the little Astro Bot, very very similar to, don't know if it's going to be like a cost like costumes you can wear or whatnot, but it looks similar in customization to like Little Big Planet, where you can just have all these different costumes on your character, which I would love to have another Little Big Planet game, because those games were really fun and really just really easy way to spend so much time in, whether you were creating or you were just playing. But yeah, definitely excited for that. I think that kind of stole everybody's heart. Who liked that presentation and everything. But yeah, as far as their state of play, I'd give it a solid C plus, B minus. It kind of had something in a little bit for everyone, but it just, like I said, it didn't really have a whole lot of big heavy hitters. Concord, I
No
was
Resident
excited
Evil
about.
announcement, so
Oh,
you know.
that's why it got such a high rating.
Yeah. Okay. I was waiting for you. I was so excited. You're actually like, oh, that's why it got such a low rating. I was like, oh yeah, nice.
But like Concord, for anybody that watched that trailer, I was excited. I don't want to say excited. I was interested because it looked like it was going to be something like a Borderlands kind of feel, and then
It
they
wasn't.
announced what it was, and
Yeah.
it just, I
Disappointed
just don't
everyone.
really care about that kind of genre.
Yeah.
But so it's they had me
And then they
looking at
dropped
the
it.
hook for a second,
Yeah.
and then I realized the hook had something that I don't really want, and I just let it go to somebody else. I hope
Sure.
people are excited about it, you know,
Yeah.
if you like, that those kind of games, that style of game and everything, I hope you have a blast with it. I hope it's a fun game, but it's just not for me. So
Yeah.
I that really kind of knocked it down for me a little, or quite a bit, because they put so much time into the presentation for that, and just to really not see too much in it, just to be a, well, it's not for me, was pretty disappointing on my side.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was kind of my rundown of the state of play. I mean, I'm still excited for my PlayStation. I still have a lot of games to play. There's a lot of some games that came out in the other presentations that I know are coming to PlayStation that I'm excited about, and I wish that they had gotten those announcements there too. But
Yeah,
at least we
definitely.
saw them.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of disappointed Resident Evil fans, let me tell you.
All three.
I don't. Yes, I love Resident Evil, but jeez, sometimes that fan base,
You can say that about a
they
lot of
just
fan
keep want and
bases.
want and want, and I get it. I love Resident Evil 2. I get it, but please just they just did Resident Evil 4. Give them a break, all right? Yeah, I'd say, same Silent Hill. I've heard through, I forgot what the extra lifer is. He plays Silent Hill stuff all the time. I'm blanking on his name, but he suggested to play obviously the stuff before Silent Hill 2. So for me, I probably won't either way. I mean, I'll maybe watch some gameplay, but I don't know. I believe him because obviously he plays a lot of it. So, and obviously for some fans, Monster Hunter Wilds, of course, was
I'm sure KKR, if he's been on
KKR
this
was yeah,
channel a lot, I'm sure he is
he's
excited for
excited
it.
for that one.
And I know I've talked about it before. Again, I want that game to be the greatest Monster Hunter game for those fans, but
Yeah, it's just not
I
for
don't see
me.
it pulling me in. I've
Yeah.
given it a shot. It's just not my game, you know?
Yeah, I was fairly, I think a lot of people were fairly disappointed with this state of play this year, to be honest. A lot of people disappointed with a lot of the announcements for this. I forgot to mention early on, I forgot about Summer Games Fest, so we'll cover that too. There's definitely some games for sure on there.
Oh,
But
absolutely.
anyways, we'll get through that. Anyways, let's go to the next one. Nintendo Direct. Just say it. Just go on. Just say the thing.
I actually don't know which thing, because there's actually a lot of games in this that I was kind of excited
Sir,
about.
sir, sir. It's one
I'm
of your favorite
going
games, sir.
back through. Are you talking about Stray?
Metroid Prime 4, sir.
I've actually never played a Metroid game.
What? Wait, I thought you loved Metroid.
Nope, it's Mega Man.
Megaman, that's it.
They're obviously very similar. I never had it growing up. So yeah, that was like, wait, what are you talking about? What
Sorry.
are you? No,
Okay.
you're
I
good.
got confused.
I mean, it looked interesting. It
Yeah.
absolutely looked interesting and fun. I'm not that big hardcore Metroid fan. So it like I saw it and I went, okay, I'm interested. I'll see what you got going on. But yeah, I wasn't one of the people that you're jumping up and down in the seat going, oh
No, a
my
lot of
gosh, they
people
finally did
was.
it. Oh, they were. I mean, I know that's a game that has been talked about for what I believe, the first announcement for it was back In Nintendo's E3, so since E3 is dead now, you know that was before in 2017. So it has been over 7 years to the date since they first announced it. And now they're
Yeah.
finally like, hey, we're going to give you a whole year's release window. Let's see if we make it.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's one of those games that a lot of people are under the assumption of they won't believe it until they get their hands on it.
Sure.
Just because it's been talked about every year by everybody else except for Nintendo. Like, but yeah.
Anyways, what actual games? All right, I'll go this time.
Yes,
Since
I will
you
make
went first.
comments, but yeah.
I mean, we could both, because we both have Nintendo. I just don't have State of Play, so also that wasn't very interesting for me, because I don't. I
Understandable.
have a PS4, but obviously these are meant for PS5 games. And, I didn't, again, another thing I didn't really see a whole lot of. I know, I'm just looking at this list too. I'm going through IGN, because this is the first thing that popped up. We're not sponsored. If not, call us IGN. But obviously, to refresh my memory, and also because again I missed most of these, I'm looking at this Metal Slug Attack Reloaded. It does look, I don't know why, it kind of just for some reason looks familiar, and it's kind of bothering me, to be honest with you. I don't know what in my brain is telling me I played this before, but
So
it's
the original
interesting.
Metal Slugs were side scroll shooters.
Yeah.
So like Contra, Mega Man, the old Metroid and stuff like that. So if you played an old Metal Slug game, that might be it. This one is more of a like a tactics kind of game. I think kind of tower defense-ish stuff like that. So it's a very distinctive art style. And I think some other games have kind of emulated it, but it very much any Metal Gear Slug fan or sorry, Metal Gear Slug Metal Slug fan looks at it and goes, "Oh, that's Metal Slug," you know, right away, because it's the art style stands out so heavily. And so I mean, you might have even if you've never played a Metal Slug game, you may have just seen it in other things and gone, "Oh yeah, that sticks out in my head of being something."
Yeah, that's yeah. I don't know why. It's just and of course I don't know, man. They just have to slap some sort of Mario thing, don't they?
Hey, Brotherhood looks awesome. I mean, I like RPGs anyway, and I like old school like the Paper
Paper
Mario
Mario,
games.
yeah.
And it's very
I wasn't talking
reminiscent of
about
that.
that. I was talking about, well, yeah, that I actually haven't seen that announcement when it was live, but I actually didn't know about this until my brother posted it on my Facebook page. But Super Mario Party Jamboree, I just, oh God, I feel like this is gonna be just like those. Sorry, go on.
No. I'm listening. I'm
Yeah.
listening. I'm trying to hold my thought to make sure I don't
Yeah.
forget it.
I just feel like this is gonna scream like, kind of like those, I mean, obviously it's just a game by itself, but I just feel like it's like how they released the Super Mario Kart track DLCs in waves. I just feel like this is just another wave of Super Mario Party Jamboree. Page one of Super Mario Jamboree. Get it right now. We'll wait 5 months until the next one.
If they do that,
They're not gonna
then I
it just looks like
wholeheartedly
it.
agree with you. This one, as long as what's actually going on that they showed is everything you get, I've never owned a Mario Party game. I've played it, you know, with friends and stuff like that. So it's never been something that I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to get, you know, which anybody who ever played Crash Bash, which was the Crash Bandicoot on the original PlayStation kind of game. That game was freaking awesome. But I was actually kind of excited about Super Mario Party Jamboree. Like I said, we'll kind of see when it comes out, we'll see kind of where it goes and what happens with it. But yeah, I don't know if it'll necessarily be a game by day one. But I could see it. Either way, that one I'm sort of on the fence about. But I was like, you know what? The more and more they show this, the more it does look like it could be a really good kind of party game.
Just like the same thing with like Super Mario like bundle that they did too is like where they had Super Mario 64, they had Super Mario Sunshine, and they had like I kind of like that they're starting to combine these games that for other people. And yeah, I mean, of course, they're great games to play with online friends with us, like to get together, like, hey, let's play this together. And but like the downside of Super Mario Kart, for example, we all have to have the same DLC. You have to have, I'm sure Curry, for example, has all of them. I do not have all of them. You probably bought one or two of them, and we all have to be
No,
compatible too.
I actually didn't buy any of
Yeah, I haven't
them.
either. Don't worry about it.
But yeah, the same idea. I do want to make a quick note. We can go back to this, but I did realize that I misspoke earlier, and it is not Mario and Luigi Brotherhood, it's Brothership. But
It's okay.
because of Assassin's Creed way back when, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, I now want a Mario and Luigi Assassin's Creed crossover.
Nintendo's calling. They're listening. Be careful.
I would buy that game in early access. I'd buy that in alpha build just to make sure that I got my hands on it before it got completely shut down.
Don't say anything. Yeah, just under a little bit. Of course, Nintendo Switch having a new sports basketball thing, and I haven't bought the sports stuff, so that doesn't
No.
interest me. I'm just looking at other stuff that's on here. Of course, yeah, it's nothing. Again, I give this as a C rating. Again, very, very sad. Not very great announcements,
Oh
really.
man.
Sorry
Oh,
about
that cuts. That cuts.
Sorry,
The
did you
news the
wanna?
new oh no. The new Zelda game, that game looks fantastic. A
Yes.
completely different take.
I didn't even
I
see
get to
that.
chuck tables at people. Are you kidding me? I get to
Yeah,
chuck rocks. I'm curious to see more, but that game looks interesting. I do like how I saw a lot of people that said since you finally get to play as Zelda, they should have called it The Legend of Link. Just because, just to have that play on words. But yeah, that one, I'm interested to see kind of what they do with it, because it sort of seems like a Zelda crossed with Super Mario Maker crossed with Little Big Planet. Like you're puzzle solving by just putting stuff down. You're kind of creating the world around you.
I just feel like it's just gonna be a cop. It's kinda, when I saw it, I was just like, it's basically Tears of the Kingdom, isn't it?
But see, Tears of the Kingdom look terrible.
Is that the one I'm referencing where you can make your own thing? And
Yeah,
is that
and
it,
that
right?
and Breath of the
Sorry,
Wild just looked. I played Breath of the Wild. I think I've talked about it on this podcast. I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. I found it
Oh yeah,
boring.
sorry,
I
Breath of
found
the
it.
Wild. Apologize.
It
I'm not a
no,
big
no.
Zelda fan. Sorry to
Tears
interrupt.
of the Kingdom is the sequel to that, and Tears
Okay.
of the Kingdom
I
had
was
the
right.
building.
Okay.
Yeah, you were correct.
I was half
Breath of the
right.
Wild was the first one, and that one didn't really have too much any building or anything in it. Tears of the Kingdom had the building, so
Got
you're
it.
absolutely correct.
Okay.
But I'm actually excited about this one, unlike Tears of the Kingdom. But I was so burned by Breath of the Wild that I completely wrote off Tears of the Kingdom. So yeah, interested. The one game that I'm excited for. That is also coming to PlayStation is the Dragon Quest HD 2D remakes, because I never played the old Dragon Quest games, and I love a game that slaps a fresh coat of paint on a game that I never got to play and maybe gives some quality of life. And for anybody who watched it but didn't pay or didn't catch it or anything, the entire reason why they're releasing Dragon Quest III HD 2D remake before Dragon Quest I and II is because supposedly Dragon Quest III is the first game in that trilogy chronologically. So they made one and two, and then I guess they made essentially a prequel with three. But yeah, I would definitely give personally. I gave Nintendo. I would err on the side of B plus, just because there was some stuff. I mean, you got more Among Us. You know, that game that we still talk about every
Yeah, I kind of forgot about that. I mean, I just
Yeah.
love Among Us Twitter account that they comment on random stuff, and it's great. I love their I just follow their account just to see what their reply to or whatever, and
That's
it's
fair.
fun. It's kind of like I they random not game related. There's the National Park Twitter page. I'd recommend following that.
I'll have to check
The
that one out.
National Park Service. I'd love following that. I just recently followed them, but man, they ray shield somebody so hard is great. It's just sorry, off topic. Follow the National Park Service, and you know what? Go to a park once in a while. Touch some grass, all right? We're video gamers. We need to touch grass, all right? Go to a park, go camping, and don't pet the fluffy cows. That's one of their things that they post too. Anyways, follow that account. It's fun. Anyways, we're off topic. Yeah. Anyways, I just saw a Funko version. What? They have a Funko Pop?
Yeah,
I'm skipping
that's a
that.
thing
Okay,
that
on to
happens.
wholesome games. I'll cover most of this. I'm
Yes,
sure
yes,
you
yes.
haven't seen any of it, but please, for the l
I watched part of your stuff. I didn't get a chance
yeah,
to see a ton of
you're
it,
just
but
lying. please check out wholesome games. This is my E3 basically. Anyways, I'm really interested to get started in Playdate, which is a kind of a crank handheld system. They kind of, I'm sure that they got sponsored by them, I believe. It's a handheld crank system. I believe there it's like, and it's black and white. It kind of is expensive. It's like $200. I'm kind of interested in it, but I don't know anyone who owns one, so it's kind of hard for me to like support that, or to buy it. We just ended WDC for the Ocean event. One of the games that was on here was Spilled, which is it's a free to play right now. I think it's free to play right now. They have a debt pretty much all the that's what I love about indeed it's most of these are free to play. It's fun. It's an ocean oil cleanup
to help
game.
them make money.
Yeah, hey, I will gladly do so. Yeah, Spilled is on here. That was during the for the ocean event. It seems like a fun ocean cleanup game. Simple, cute, adorable. What was the other ones? There's a lot of them. Kamaru, which is a frog, I think frog family game. It's hard to explain. It's basically you're making frogs. it's really cool. It seems really cute. There's like a lot of these games that just I literally was streaming and I typed in a whole list of oh yeah. Pretty Cool, which is a crow game. It's just random stuff, and I love it. I love wholesome games, and they do such a good job. This is just as I mentioned earlier, it was the first ever media stream when I streamed it of them announcing it, so it's cool. There's a bunny game. I do not know how to pronounce it, but Eshagshuna. I'm not gonna even pronounce it. It's a cute, adorable bunny game. And then there's another one that I really would want was, oh yeah, a tiny bookshop. You manage your own bookshop in a cart. There's also Traveler's Rest. Oh yeah, Tiny Tires, which is basically Trackmania. It's a top view down game of a racing game. You race on little placemats. It's really cool. Yeah, there's a whole lot of stuff. Oh yeah, Broken Lens. So you play like a little cute little robot. God, it's just everything. Just buy everything. Just play the demos. It's the
Does
demos are free.
isn't Wholesome Games what is it called? Are they the ones that did the game Screenbound?
I'm not
Or
sure.
Screen? Hang on, let me see really quick. I don't remember if I remember seeing that one. I don't remember if it's one they showed in this or if they showed it previously. Hang on. Yeah, Screenbound. It's like it's a 2D, 3D platformer.
Okay.
It yeah, like you're playing on a like a Game Boy, but you're
Oh yeah.
moving. Yeah.
Screenbound, yeah.
That game, as soon as I saw that, like I said, I can't remember if I saw it in their announcement. Their showcase, or if I saw it somewhere else, but as soon as I did that, I logged into Steam and put it on my wish list because
I was gonna
it
I
looked
saw
really
it
interesting.
and then I saw it and I was gonna mention it and I blanked it. But yeah, you basically play a video game in a video game, and that's I love this concept.
But you've got to use that with the puzzles and sometimes you have to go in the on the screen to do manipulate certain things and then go in the, and it, yeah, that's just it's such a neat idea.
Yeah.
I really like that concept.
Yeah, I'm excited. And like I said, oh yeah, Crab God. Yeah. Just like all this is just, at least if you are interested in game, I'd advise like just at least wish list it. It will change a developer's day. It'll
Oh
help
yeah.
their day, even if you're not gonna buy it. Just try, wish list some things.
Keep an eye on it.
Yeah, there's. Oh yeah, Lost and Found, which is very cute. Search and found, hidden object game. I love that art style. And they also there's another one that was similar of a hide and seek game, Tiny Lands. It looks gorgeous for an indie game. It just looks like some art major did this in 20 minutes, and it's stupid. Stupid great. Not stupid as in dumb, is stupid as in amazing. Just to clarify, check out wholesomegames.com. If anything, I love Wholesome Games. I love what they do. Oh yeah, Garden of the Sea is another. Oh my God. Everything, just all the things. Buy everything.
Wishlist. Can you wishlist an entire developer? Like,
Yeah,
you just
because
hit a select all button.
anyways. Hello Again was another cute, adorable game. Like, all of these are just adorable. I'd recommend checking it out. Wholesome Games, wish list some things. These developers, like Zach Fierce and stuff, do not make a whole. I hate to say that. Don't they spend a lot of time and effort, and don't. I assume they don't make a whole lot of money off of these games. So it will change a developer's life. You just wish listing them. So. Anyways, sorry, that's it. let's go to the cream of the crop, Summer Games Fest. Did you can start this time, because I feel like
Oh, they did a great job. The only thing that I'm worried about is, as with a lot of bigger showcases, when they show a whole bunch of things and they go, "Oh yeah, we're gonna show you this tiny little snippet of nothing," and hey, our release date is 2028.
yeah.
Yeah, I don't care about games that are 7 years in the future. Like, show me what you get now. So
Yeah.
I take that with a grain of salt. I do want to see kind of where the map's going, like where the roadmap is leading in the future. But at the same time, I want to know what I can play soon because I'm gonna forget or not care eventually. Doom looked awesome. I mean, modern Dooms especially have been just a fun romp through just absolute insanity. I'm happy for the Gears of War fans that they're getting another game. I, not having had an Xbox before, I don't really care about Gears of War. It never looked that interesting to me. I played a little bit of it every once in a while with friends and things like that. But I'm happy that Xbox fans or Gears fans specifically are getting revival back to their series. Indiana Jones, hope it is as good as it looks. I'm very leery of that one because I'm
Yeah.
not exactly sure what they're gonna do with it. We'll see. I'm not so sure on it. It looks good. It looks pretty, but we'll see. Perfect Dark, that's a game I remember playing on N64 way back when. So of course I'm interested to see more. They showed some more with Assassin's Creed Shadows. That was good. I'll do two more and then I'll kind of turn it over to you. Expedition 33 looks incredible. Looks absolutely incredible. I realize that with this podcast, that since we had the last one, I had also played and beaten Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. And the reason I bring that up is because that game was really good. I talked about it previously, not Rebirth, but Remake and everything previously, where I'm still one of those fans where I go, I kind of wish you had just kept the turn-based because the combat's some of my least fun in the new remakes. But Rebirth was really good. I enjoyed it a lot. There are little bits of the story that, man, whatever. But Expedition 33, having seen that now, is what I wish they had moved to with the Final Fantasy VII Remake. For combat style, anyway. Because it just looks like a really awesome turn base. And it has. I'm just really excited to see more. And I'm also excited that that one's, I believe, is also coming to PlayStation. So I don't either have to hope that it comes out on PC or go out and buy an Xbox just to play it, like some other things. And then, of course, the last one that I will talk about, and I won't spend a whole lot of time on it, but they showed even more awesomeness with the Metal Gear Solid 3 remake. I was hoping to see it at the State of Play. I was like, oh, they didn't show it at the State of Play. They're gonna wait till Tokyo Game Show or the Game Awards or something that's coming later to show. And then with the Xbox showcase, boom, hit us with an awesome new trailer. There are some other videos made by David Hayter, or made in conjunction with David Hayter, the voice of Solid Snake. Just talking about all of the awesome things they're doing. I was cautiously optimistic when they first announced this, but they are steadily giving me more and more confidence that this game is going to be what it should be. They've already announced that you can play with the old camera style versus the new camera style if you want. So if you want to go back to the kind of fixed camera, fixed angle sort of thing, you can do that. But if you want to play with a more modern feel, you can do that as well. So that's really exciting to see. The graphics look incredible. The character models look amazing. I can't wait to see more of it and just experience that story yet again in an amazing new way, essentially. And it'll be interesting to see if they do change anything. I know that they've said it's going to be shot for shot with the original, but you know, we'll see that they could very much, you know, go off on a different course or something like that. So we'll have to see, but can't wait for a release date. I have my collector's edition pre-purchase, so on that new nerd shelf that I have back there, I have definitely will have a space for my snake terrarium, as long as GameStop doesn't pull a GameStop. And I'm still searching, and I'm still keeping an eye out to try to get a second copy pre-ordered at another retailer that I trust more with a pre-order, but we'll see. I will be the last collector's edition that I pre-ordered through GameStop, ironically, was Metal Gear Solid 5.
What a
And you know what
coincidence.
they did a day before the game came out? Or sorry, 2 days before the game came out? They canceled my pre-order.
Oh, fun.
That was fun. But luckily, it's hard to see, but right there, I was able to get the collector's edition.
Talk about
One of
this
the
another
employees at my
podcast. Anyways, go on.
Luckily, one of the local employees at our GameStop, he was able to track one down for me. I really hope I don't have to do that with this Metal Gear Solid Delta collectors, but I got it. I'm excited. I'm pumped. Over to you. Tell me about the games that you're
Sorry,
excited
I
for.
want to say one more game that I did play, which I'm sorry to add one more, but have you heard of the Nightmare Cart?
Yes, but it sounds like it's not Metal Gear Solid's.
It's not. It's so, I
Oh
believe,
wait, Nightmare Cart. I'm
yes,
thinking. Oh wait a minute, hang on. That's not the Bloodborne one, right?
yep,
Oh, it is.
Bloodborne
Okay, I
Mario
forgot.
Kart.
I knew they had to kind of change it. Yeah. Okay. Yes. 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 Yes.
I
Yes.
believe, don't quote me, it's a small developer and it's big.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I think it's one person, isn't
Yeah,
it?
that I've been
One amazingly talented person.
yes, that developed this, and I've kind of been looking through their posts and everything, and yeah, I played a little bit. It's actually stupid. Stupid, actually stupid good. Sorry to add that, but it's free to play too, so it's super cool.
I do need to
Also,
get to that to check it out.
when you talked about Indiana Jones, if you want an Indiana Jones game, I would suggest Strange Brigade, as I mentioned, I believe, on the stream before. That one was
It
very,
sounds really familiar, so I feel like you
yeah,
have
it
mentioned
you
it.
can play with multiplayer. It's very pretty straightforward. Like, obviously there's some puzzles. It's kind of similar in a puzzle mass aspect of like Resident Evil 4, where they're a little challenging, but like they're easy to solve puzzles. They're not, and it's kind of fun. I'd recommend. And I don't think it's very, oh, I lied. It's $50. Holy crap. All right, maybe wait till it gets on sale, because it's definitely not $50 worth that much. It is a fun game for sure. And you could change weapons. It's a stupid game. Stupid fun game. I'm saying stupid games. These are not stupid games, by the way. I apologize. They're good. I will say, sorry to, I was very excited. I'm surprised you didn't say Civilization 7. I was just waiting for it.
Oh, true. Well,
So
I didn't want to take up the whole showcase, but yeah, no, it was exciting to see that, you know, we figured and knew that they're probably going to make another one eventually. It was cool to see, hey, look,
We
we are
are.
doing a new
And then
one.
Star Wars Outlaws. Why didn't you mention that?
I forgot they did that at the
Kind of
showcase,
Star Wars
actually, to
fan
be
are
completely
you?
honest.
This guy.
You know, not one at all. I don't know what you're talking about.
Man, it's like we haven't recorded a podcast in like 20 years or something. No, just kidding.
I thought they did that at Ubisoft's own
Maybe,
thing. I
probably.
could
I
be
mean,
wrong. I might blend them
I'm
together.
just looking at.
I'm excited to see more.
Yeah,
I
I'm
will
just.
say, probably the next podcast,
Yeah.
depending on what games I play and everything, I may by then have purchased the Star Wars VR game, because I played the demo of that and it was pretty freaking cool. So I will see how that goes,
Yeah.
if I do in fact purchase it afterward.
For sure.
But yeah, anyways, other games that you enjoyed or saw from the showcase.
There was also, oh my God. I think it was called Zootopia. Zoo. I'm just scrolling. Zookolsis. Which is a zoo game, but it's you are curing, you have the zoo basically to cure zoo animals that are infected with some disease, and it is great. Please look into it. I see it's a very look very horror, and I love it. I'm ready for it. No Room in Hell is another one, which I'm also surprised you didn't mention, because it definitely is a newer take, it seems like, on Red Dead Redemption. Oh my God. Left 4 Dead
Left 4
2.
Dead.
Yeah.
I played some Left 4 Dead, and I mean, it was fine.
It's fun for the it's fun for the, you know, 3 hours, and that's it. That's pretty much what I mean. Of course, you know, Alan Awakening, Alan Wake 2, a lot of people were very excited for that. I know all that. I'm not sure. I was trying to click the trailer before I talked, and I accidentally said I wasn't 17 and older, so I can't watch the trailer. But I know a lot of people were very surprised, excited for that. I'm also excited for Kingdom Come Deliverance 2. I played a little bit of
Oh, yeah.
Kingdom Come Deliverance. It's actually a pretty fun game. I think a while ago I did a 24-hour stream where I played, oh man, I don't know off the top of my head. It was Kingdom Come Deliverance. It was, I think, The Witcher. I think it was very like these games that were in my backlog that were very, and I think Skyrim, I think that was it, Skyrim.
I remember that stream, or at least
Yeah.
parts of it, because I remember watching you play some Kingdom Come as
Kingdom
well.
Come, yeah. So those,
It's a fun game.
yeah, Skyrim, Kingdom Come, and all of them were, and I think some other games. Anyways, it doesn't matter. I remember Kingdom Come was actually surprisingly well done for, I was like, ah, wow, this is actually pretty fun. Why didn't I play this sooner? So, yeah, it's, I didn't even see. Oh wow. Sorry, I was just looking at Wondershop trailer or Wondershop. I don't know what this is. I guess I'll look into that one. But yeah, another pretty much regular announcements. Obviously I give this one a little bit higher because there's a few games that came out of this. I'd say like it was a solid B minus. I'd give this. So, yeah, that's it. That's it. What are we at? An hour and 3 minutes? Look, we
Boom.
waited a couple months and we hit an hour. Look, what's up? Sorry.
Boom. Oh no, I was just saying that we nailed it
Yeah, we do that. That's what
at
we
an
do. We're
hour.
professionals. That's what happens when we're gone for 2 months.
Heck yeah.
But yeah, listen. Thank you. Apologize about the delay. We're trying to get some guests.
Thanks for sticking with
We're
us.
still trying to get some guests, hopefully next month. I'm very excited for these guests. I just don't want to spoil anything, but it's our little secret. Don't tell anyone.
I'm not. Who are you
Anyways,
again?
well, who are you? What is this?
Why am I inside your house?
Yeah, oh, probably. I forgot Batman Arkham Shadow. I'm not too much of a Batman fan, but I'm sure for other people, they'll love that.
I will say, I what isn't that one? Wasn't that one only gonna be? I think that one wasn't gonna be a regular game.
It actually looks pretty good, actually.
Because I'm not a DC person. I hate Batman. I think he is a very boring superhero. He's
Oh
not
my
even a
God. Beskar, we're
superhero.
gonna lose half of our audience.
But he's okay. So
Sorry, go on.
on in Marvel and DC, you've got a rich kid with toys, right?
Right,
You've got
yeah.
Iron Man and you've got Batman.
Yeah.
Batman is just a whiny, spoiled,
Right.
annoying, super powerless turd. Iron Man is cool. He's a jerk, but it works for him.
Yeah.
And he doesn't complain all the time. He just kind of blows stuff up. So,
Very
you know.
confidential. Oh, we're gonna lose so many viewers. It's fine.
Arkham Shadow. Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot. I think it's only it's VR. But I think it's only gonna be on I think it's only gonna be on the Meta Quest. Like, I don't think it's gonna be on any other VR system. But what I was getting to with saying that I hate Batman because he's boring, I did really like the Batman Arkham games. Arkham Asylum, Arkham City, and Arkham Knight. Those were really well done games.
Oh
So
yeah,
yeah, it
Wanderstop is the maker of the Stanley Parable, Darren Wheaton. That's
gotcha. That makes
of
sense.
course I'm gonna look into that one because
But yeah, Arkham Shadow, it could be fun. I don't think even with my VR and the adapter that I'm gonna get to play it, but kind of interesting that they made it only VR, but whatever. Do what they want.
But yes, thank you for sticking with us, honestly, because we
Appreciate
sincerely apologize because let me tell you, to try to connect with some guests and then we scheduled something that got canceled and rescheduled and
it.
then now
Unfortunately, life happens.
yeah, but we're still here. You haven't got rid of us. Look,
Nope.
I'm paying a fee to put this on Spotify and with that, I'd say if you want to support this podcast, you could check out the coffee, and half of that will support my payment to pay for this to go on Spotify, and actually half of it goes to Beskar Snake's Extra Life because he refuses to get money for some
Nope,
reason.
absolutely not. I do refuse
No, I'm just kidding. I
it.
appreciate him being here, and he can't stop me for donating to his Extra Life page. So
That's true. I
that's.
can't turn that down.
Yeah, you can't say no to charity, can you?
Fact.
But yeah, tell us what you guys like in the comments. We'd love to hear what you guys think. Tell Beskar Snake that he is wrong about Batman. That's also fine. I will allow
Do you want me to get started on Superman,
it.
the worst superhero ever
I
created?
just don't understand why they have so many Spider-Man games
Because
right
Spider-Man's
now.
awesome.
I don't. We'll talk about this another time. Maybe that'd be a good
Because it's
podcast
one of
too.
the best superhero games that they've made in a long time. That might be why.
Fair enough. Anyways, tell us what you liked. Please,
Yes,
please,
yes.
please check out Beskar Snake. He streams. He's on Twitter. He's also under Smoking Ace. I'll link. Actually, it's right below his square box is his.
That's not, I deleted it again.
It's
Oh, it's
right
gone.
there
It's
that
gone.
you could check out his Twitter and Twitch.
Erased it.
I'm just
Erased it. It's
gonna
gone.
edit it
Ugh.
to make it erase somehow. I'm not gonna do that.
Yes.
I'm not that
Yes. I have to
talented
erase
movie
mine.
maker. Please check out Beskar Snake because he comes here every month. At least give him a follow. He's a great streamer, great friend. Even though I disagree with his gaming opinions, but that's what makes this podcast fun.
Well, hey, you can tell me all of your opinions once you beat Metal Gear Solid and we can talk about it. So
Yeah, I gotta get on the. I make excuses, and I know. Yeah, one time I'll just stream it, or maybe I'll just play it offline. Anyways, yeah.
Either way, anyhow,
Please check out this podcast. We're on,
yes.
like I said, Spotify. We're also on YouTube, youtube.com/scouterstone5. I'm not making another podcast separately. I just put it under this realm. And every link, all the links, I'll probably just put Wholesome Games. You guys could look in, but I'll definitely link Wholesome Games because,
Heck yeah, do it. Do
yeah,
it. You won't.
I'm gonna because
You won't. You
I
won't
want
do
people to check out indie games. And
it. I bet you won't
obviously, the
do
games we mentioned, anyone kind of those are big developers. You all know what these guy what the what these announcements were. But
Oh, wait,
Wholesome Games, I'll definitely link because there's a lot of them.
here, Scouter. I'll get them too. So,
Yeah.
yeah, Scouter, if you do put it in there, I bet you guys won't click on that Wholesome
Yeah,
Games
you
link.
bet you wouldn't.
I bet you won't. I
Yeah.
bet you won't. I bet you won't go there. You won't look at the games. You won't wish list them. So, hope you don't prove me wrong. Please prove me wrong.
Yeah. Anyways,
Yes.
thanks everyone
Yes.
for listening, watching. Check in the comments below what you liked, what you didn't like. Appreciate your feedback.
Yes.
Thanks for sticking
Thank you.
around. Please check us out. Love you. Lots. See ya whenever.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.